International cotton markets remain very competitive with competition from not only growths of other cotton, but also man-made fibers. In recent years, the U.S. and world cotton markets have experienced several notable changes. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain those changes.
On the demand side, the most significant change is the drastic reduction in Chinese imports since 2012. However, the U.S. is still the largest cotton exporter, followed by India, and the reduced U.S. exports to China have been partially offset by increases in exports to Vietnam, Mexico, and Bangladesh. China announced a new plan in 2016 to auction off cotton reserve stocks each year. In 2016, the reserve auctions took place from May through September, and almost 12 million bales were sold. China plans to continue to do this each year. In 2017, the reserve auctions are scheduled to occur from March 6 to August 31st.
The adjustments in China's supply and demand, including the success of the reserve auctions, will allow for a reduction in stocks, according to Campici.
For the 16 crop year, the January USDA estimates includes a reduction of 9.9 million bales. In 2017, an additional 10.8 million bale reduction is expected. The 17 estimate assumes that the next auction series will be as successful as in the previous year. Another successful auction series could easily put China in a position to become a larger cotton importer again.
And as expected, the reserve auctions also had an effect on the domestic spinning in China.
Increased sales of Chinese reserve stocks has led to more domestic spinning of cotton and has reduced China's yarn imports in 2016. China lowered yarn imports from India and Pakistan by 41% and 28% respectively, but increased imports from Vietnam by about 25%.